Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report.
Keep those WhatsApp voice notes coming. I'd love to hear from you. Were you watching on Friday night South African drama unfolding in many ways? So we now have a new king of the AmaZulu. The South African Police Service saying the security for the royal family in KwaZulu-Natal has not been withdrawn. And that statement made after widespread allegations that at the Royal Palace that members of the SAPS VIP protection unit had been instructed to withdraw. Concerns also raised by the Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi after that commotion on Friday night in Nongoma after the will of the late regent Queen Mantfombi Madlamini Zulu was read out. You know by now, I'm sure, that she nominated her elder son, Prince Misuzulu, as the next king of the AmaZulu nation, but acknowledged that she needed the support of the family. So today, the Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi has been speaking to my colleague Clement Magnatella about the fact that the King Misuzulu is already on the throne and what that means. Have a listen.
I don't see any complications on our side. You can be sold at any time, but on our side, once he's announced, he is our king. De facto, he's our king de facto. It may not be de jure in the sense that, you know, government also plays a part, that's all.
Mm. How soon can we expect the coronation to be? Are you in consultations with the KZN Premier about the plans?
James yesterday, the Premier phoned me. When you have minutes of the meeting where the will of the late queen was announced, and I assume that that was actually part of taking the matter forward.
Do you have any idea on when the coronation would take place, though? Is it expected this week? Is it expected next week? How soon does it need to happen?
No, of course, I will know, because I've just said that on the government side, they've asked for minutes which were sending to them today.
Okay.
The Premier phoned me and he asked for those minutes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I said just now, de jure, meaning on the side of the government, maybe he's not yet installed, but as far as we're concerned, he's our king now.
Okay.
Prince Mangosuthu Buthelezi speaking to Clement a little bit earlier on. Let's speak now to Nkosikona Duma, who is the KZN correspondent for EWN. Nkosikona, thank you for joining us today. So where do things stand at the moment with Prince Misuzulu? As Prince Buthelezi says there, he is being considered the king, right?
Indeed, Mandy. So there is overwhelming support here in KwaZulu-Natal for Prince Misuzulu. So all the stakeholders, if you may refer to them as such, have actually voiced out their opinion of the matter, and they've actually recognized Prince Misuzulu as the heir to the AmaZulu throne. And I think most importantly, this is important to mention, so Princess Thembi and Prince Imbonisi, the siblings of the late AmaZulu king, who appeared earlier on, or over the past few weeks, really, to be opposed to his ascension to the throne, spoke to Eyewitness News on Saturday, and they actually said that they are happy that there is now a clear direction in regard to who will ascend to the AmaZulu throne. They are not opposed to the Queen's will. And that move is significant because it means that there are hardly any hurdles now for the for Prince Misuzulu to be coronated or crowned to be the AmaZulu king. Important also to mention, members in the KZN legislature, the ANC, the IFP, and the DA, which are leading, really, in terms of the numbers there in the KZN legislature, have also recognized Prince Misuzulu's nomination to the AmaZulu throne.
Well, Nkosikona, thank you very much for that update. Nkosikona Duma in KZN for us. Things really got a bit heated and a bit frightening on Friday night there. It does seem to have been brought under control. And for the time being, at least, it does seem as though Prince Misuzulu will be the next king of the AmaZulu nation. And the police say that they are providing him with protection.